Mini episode 1926 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1926. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a preview of the 2026 World Cup, which begins June 11th. Here's our top five items of note for this huge global event. Number five, the games return to the United States for the first time since 1994. Canada and Mexico also have many contests, a split last seen in 2002 when South Korea and Japan jointly co-hosted. Fox and their associated broadcast properties have exclusive TV rights in America. Number four, this World Cup is the first to feature 48 teams instead of the previous 32. Remarkably, traditional power Italy won't even benefit from the participation inflation, becoming the first country that has won World Cups to miss three consecutive incarnations of it. The opening group stage will last from June 11th to 27th, as the field pairs to a round of 32, which will be contested from June 28th to July 3rd, and then a round of 16, which will be contested from July 4th to 7th. The quarterfinals follow from July 9th to 11th. The semifinals are on July 14th and 15th. The match for third place is on July 18th, and the final is on July 19th. Number three. All eyes will be on the lead host as the United States tries to make its strongest run ever. Much like how the NHL expanded into the Sun Belt in the 1990s to try to expand its economic power, FIFA did the same on the same timetable by bringing the 1994 World Cup to the USA in the hopes of expanding soccer greatly in the world's most important market. The subsequent foundation of MLS and the vast expansion of youth development systems accomplish this to a good degree, such that there are legitimate hopes for Team USA to make a run this time around, even if every sane observer still believes that the ceiling is a quarterfinal appearance. Number two, the last four champions are leading candidates to become the first two-time winners in the 21st century. Argentina, France, Germany, and Spain are all traditional powers, as is Brazil, winners in the previous North American Cup in 1994 and also in 2002. But those two South American countries, Brazil and Argentina, are having to contend with where they're at on the timeline, which can be unforgiving. Nations have to hope that the young talent is peaking just as the older talent is ready for one last hurrah, and those two nations may be on the outside looking in at the end if the stars don't align. Other top favorites are Portugal, arguably the strongest country never to hoist the cup, and the Netherlands, a three-time runner-up. Fortunately for the Dutch, the growth curve of their roster might align with this present moment. Number one, there are many compelling angles among the biggest favorites. Spain comes in off of the momentum of winning the Euro 2024 title. Argentina is eyeballing the chance to become the first team to defend its title since its arch-rival Brazil in 1958 and 1962. They also want to take advantage of what might be their final run with the legendary Messi. Portugal similarly wants Ronaldo to culminate his career with the nation's first ever win on the biggest stage. France just missed the chance to go back-to-back in 2022, but still became the first squad to qualify for back-to-back finals since Brazil in 1998 and 2002. Brazil also won in 1994, so France is aiming for that history here as well. Speaking of Brazil, they're looking for the legendary Neymar to help them avoid tying their longest ever World Cup drought, which would reach 28 years in 2030. In a similar spot in 1994, they avoided that fate. Germany has to overcome questions in net, which are unusual for them, but it's England, with an outstanding balance of talent, looking to bring a fanatical nation its first World Cup championship since 1966, chronicled so memorably on Mad Men, that has an excellent chance to emerge through this field and avenge its biggest loss as an empire 250 years ago, right where it happened, by hoisting the cup in Metro New York. We're picking that to happen with a win over Portugal in the final and France over Spain in the third place game. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.